This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The 40 Days for Life prayer vigil outside abortion clinics and in homes across America has begun yet again, and pro-life advocates are already tallying the number of abortion saves, those abortion-minded women who say yes to life. For the next 5-plus weeks, you can follow 40 Days at lifenews.com or participate at a prayer vigil near you. An increase in the diagnoses of what's called brain death is occurring while medical facilities are seeing lucrative financial incentives because of insufficient supply and heavy demand for harvested organs. Pro-life leaders say that euthanasia concerns raised over 15 years ago in the Journal of the American Medical Association need investigation, and Bobby Schindler and Bradley Mattis are seeking to document the stories. They are asking anyone, professionals or laypeople, to offer their stories. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life.
In other headlines, assisted suicide in Switzerland is growing exponentially as that nation is finding prosecution of the practice nearly impossible. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal addressed pro-life advocates gathering in the nation's capital over the weekend. Jindal, a possible 2014 presidential candidate, criticized the president and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for disregard of religious rights. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.